The final category that I want to cover is this idea of shock and surprise. Anytime you shock or surprise someone, you basically bounce the critical factor offline. It doesn't know what to do anymore, and it creates a certain kind of trance induction itself. In the old days, classical hypnosis will use this, for example, with the classic shock induction, where you have someone dramatically yelling sleep to someone as they come on stage. They might grab the hand and yank it a little bit and then say, yell sleep, or tip them backwards as they yell sleep and push them towards the ground. Now, these can be very dramatic inductions because the shock of that sleep itself just totally overloads their thinking patterns, and all that's left are unconscious thinking patterns. Shock and surprise is used very effectively by all kinds of other people. For example, a SWAT team, when they come breaking into a house to arrest the criminals, will come in and suddenly they make a huge amount of noise. The door crashes in, there's people rushing everywhere. And what's the first thing that happens? Well, of course, everyone in the house goes into total shock. Unless they've prepared in some way for that happening and are expecting it in some respect, they'll go into a type of shock so that when the SWAT team starts yelling at them, get down, get down, get down. Simple, very clear instructions. Simple, very clear suggestions. They actually respond to it. And you actually have the case where a lot of people who would normally be diehard criminals, who would pick up their guns and fight back, will be caught so by surprise they can do nothing but follow the instructions because they've been overloaded. Their critical factor has been overloaded. And they just follow the suggestion. Shock and surprise can be done with an overload, like in the example of the SWAT team. It can also be done in the way that you use the language itself. In other words, you might introduce a theme which is a little shocking because it doesn't actually fit the scenario that you would normally talk about. Jokes actually work on the shock and surprise methodology. A joke is funny because suddenly the end of it is so outrageous or just so unexpected in some ways that it actually shocks you into a little trance. That little trance is an emotional, unconscious response. And the way you come back out of it is the pleasure of laughing. The only word of warning I would use about using shock and surprise as a hypnotic technique is that it can be very shocking. It can be very surprising. And some people will react badly to it. So you've got to make sure you have the right type of shock or the right type of surprise for the individual, and that you know when it's time to do it and when it's time to not do it. For example, don't start shocking or surprising people whilst they're driving a car. This should really be self-evident, and if you use your common sense, you really won't go far wrong.